In October last year, I spent a week travelling between the main airports that service here in the southeast. The aviation industry is waiting to see which of our airports in the southeast will be given the go-ahead to increase the flights they offer and take more people out of Britain to all corners of the globe. October the 17th, Gatwick Airport Limited announces it will start work on the options for a second runway.
It will be a very thorough piece of work and it will try to balance the economic benefits with the environment.
The owners of Heathrow, BAA, want a decision ASAP. Claire Harbord is the Corporate Affairs Director.
We're very keen that Heathrow should be included in all the options, and we support the Independent Commission because we want all the options vigorously
assessed. As I continue my journey around the southeast, looking at the issue of airport expansion, I've now arrived close to the village of Mole Hill. Stansted Airport is nearby, and I'm standing in a farmer's field directly underneath the flight path. So, third runway, second runway, hub airports. The man who has been put in charge of the government-appointed airports commission has been speaking today about some of the proposals he's now received. Sir Howard Davis says his panel has received imaginative and thoughtful responses to its consultation. But he told me he's got some tough decisions to make.
I think I'm only now beginning to realise just how complicated it is and just how many dimensions there are. You may think it's all about where you put some tarmac for a runway, but it raises environmental issues, climate change issues, the ways in which people will live and travel in the future. It's fascinating, but it is complicated, yes.
I travelled out last year around the different areas that are affected by air transport, the airports of Gatwick, Heathrow, Stansted, to get a flavour of how people feel in those very separate areas. But all of them have a connection with Kent, whether we go locally to that airport or whether it's part of the overall flight path of those particular hubs. One thing I got from people is the amount of variety of views. And I wonder if that's what you've encountered. You came here to Kent, for example, on a fact-finding mission not so long ago.
Yes, I did. We went and looked at the various sites that people are putting forward for estuary airports. And we met the councils, we met the local MPs, and we met some environmental groups. The RSPB have a reservation down there. And we also met some business people who were, again, divided, actually. Some of the business people were quite enthusiastic about an airport in the area and thought it would be a terrific boost for North Kent. Others were much more pessimistic and pointed to the difficulties of accommodating all the people who would work at the airport and the very significant change in the character of the area that would be involved. So you're absolutely right that people are very varied in their views. You signed the same around Heathrow. There are people who are vehemently opposed to Heathrow expanding, but if you say to them, well, what would you think if Heathrow closed completely, which would be necessary if you had a big airport in the estuary, then they suddenly become great supporters of Heathrow.
And then a full report in the summer of 2015?
Yes, we've been asked to produce a report immediately after the next election, which is due to be in May 2015, so that a new government can look at it and make an early decision, we hope. But I don't think that we could or should delay decisions for much longer, because I do think otherwise we will start to pay a significant price.
And is that a concern for you, that the next government might put this whole report in a bit of a holding pattern?
Yes, the use of aviation metaphors is quite common in this business. We hope that they will rev up the engines and take off. But, of course, we don't know what the new government is going to be. We don't know which parties, what sort of majority it will have. But all I can say is that at the moment, the three parties are all saying to me, we support the process. We think it needs to be done thoroughly. And that we will be very interested to receive your proposals and, you know, we'll be inclined to try to make an early decision. But, of course, how that turns out in the end is in the lap of the gods.